Good morning and welcome to the Marcus Today pre-market podcast. My name is Henry Jennings. It is Monday the 11th of March, and as usual, with all the information contained in this podcast, it is general advice only. So please do your own research, contact your own financial advisor regarding any of the thoughts, ideas or insights in this podcast. All right, well, if you're listening to this podcast, this free podcast, we'd love, of course, to have you on board as part of the Marcus Today community. You can sign up for a free two-week trial at marcustoday.com.au and sample all our wonderful ideas, recommendations, model portfolios, members-exclusive podcasts, etc. And, of course, you also will have access to our Facebook discussion group if that is your want. Fantastic group. Members helping members, very much the motto there. All right, well, let's get to the scores on the doors. As usual, it's Monday morning. The ASX SPY futures on Friday night were down 47 points, or 0.6%. This comes on the back of 83-point rise for our market on Friday. Had a very, very rampant feel about it on Friday. Banks just kicking massively higher. We were up 1.07% on Friday. The banks, though, were up 2.3%. Resources lagging 0.2%. So it was all about the banks doing the very heavy lifting on Friday. Records falling across the board. We may see some of that enthusiasm being curbed a little bit because we saw the Dow down 69 points, or 0.18%. It had a high of 180 up and a low of minus 86. NASDAQ fell 188 points, down 1.16%, 16,085. And the S&P 500 in the middle for diddle, down 0.7%, 34 points, 51.24. The VIX volatility index was up 2.6% to 14.78. And the Russell 2000 down 2 points. To 2083, down 0.1%. But it really was, I guess, on Friday, all about Nvidia, which had a little bit of a nasty old day on Friday. It was probably bound to be, I guess, at some stage, and we did see some backing and filling in that US market. Nvidia was down 5.5%. AMD down 1.9%. Netflix down 0.6%. Meta down 1.2%. Tesla down 1.9%. Amazonians up, down 0.8%. Alphabetti Spaghetti, though, was up 0.8%. And Microsoft down 0.7%. Apple was up 1%. So a little bit of money going back into Apple, perhaps coming out of some of the other tech stocks. US banks are not really doing an awful lot. Bank of America down 0.1%. Wells Fargo up 0.1%. Goldman Sachs down 0.4%. Morgan Stanley up 0.1%. Citi down 0.4%. CBA overseas was up 1.2%. UBS had a cracking night in Europe, up 4.1%. In other overseas stocks, ResMed down 2.2% as well. So we had US 10-year bond yields pretty much unchanged, 0.2 of a basis point higher, 4.089. The US 2-year, 4.49%. Down 1.7 basis points. The Aussie 10-year below 4%. That was clearly driving the banks, as well as that Virgin Money acquisition from Nationwide Building Society in the UK. Certainly helping in terms of bank valuations, I guess, and also just sentiment in the sector. But Aussie 10's 3.99. Bitcoin continuing to march higher, up nearly 3%, 69,286. The Aussie dollar doing a little bit better, holding on to 66 cents, 66.21. The US dollar not doing much at all. Looking at the US market, it was quite a volatile session. Nvidia traded in a 10% range. It was up more than 5% at one stage before closing down 5%. Broadcom as well down 7%. So we do also have the US CPI number out on Tuesday. That is, the core inflation is expected to slow to 0.3% month on month. That would keep the core 3-month at 4%. So all eyes on Tuesday in terms of that. We've got TD Securities expecting 0.3. Oxford Economics are expecting a 0.4% rise in the headline CPI, a core increasing 0.3. So that's kind of the number to keep an eye on Tuesday in the US. when it comes out their time. Now, of course, that Nvidia move was quite exceptional, and it was on quite heavy volume as well. So interesting move there. Of course, all the money has flowed into Nvidia. It's added a $1.5 trillion in the market value in the past year, and last week was coming within sight of Apple's weight within the S&P 500. Just looking at some of the moves today in my article, Henry's Take, just looking at the US market, and we are seeing a broadening of the US market as well. Certainly the Magnificent Seven has now become the Famous Five, with Tesla and Apple very much underperforming, and to some extent Alphabet as well. So maybe we're down to the Fab Four as opposed to the Magnificent Seven or the Famous Five. Could well be the Fab Four, which is of course Microsoft, Amazon, Nvidia, and Meta being the Fab Four, Alphabet, Apple, and Tesla falling out of that. So we're back to the Beatles, I guess. Interestingly, in the US as well, the Dow and the Nasdaq, which fell, the Dow was down 0.93 for the week, and the Nasdaq was down 1.17% for the week. Those declines marked the worst week for the 30-stock Dow since October. The worst week for the Dow since October is a fall of 0.9%. That doesn't seem very much. Certainly the volatility has all been to the upside in the US. Of course, we did get the Friday jobs number as well. The non-farm payroll number came out, and that was, I guess, part of the reason why the market sold off. Jobs added last month came in at 275,000. 200,000 was the magic number, but the unemployment rate ticked a little higher to 3.9%, and wage growth was less than feared. So there was some good news in amongst the bad news, but it does show that the US job market is still pretty robust, to say the least. All right, well, skipping away to our market today. Of course, we do have that SPY down around 47 points. Not a lot of news coming out first thing this morning. In Keepath Education, their CFO will be stepping down from his position to pursue another career opportunity. That out this morning. There is an AFR article about the investor skepticism about the Qantas management strategy, based primarily on the fact that it needs to spend $3 billion on new planes. And they're talking about the first major test for the new CEO, Vanessa Hudson. Whatever happened to Alan Joyce? Anyway. All right, looking at other news out this morning, Capricorn Metals provides an update for the Karlawinda gold projects that expect to achieve full-year annual gold production at lower end of the 115,000 to 125,000 ounces. We've had Global Lithium Resources out this morning reports NPAT for the first half, loss of $3.4 million. Not really going to do much. Predictive Discovery reports first half NPAT, a loss of $5.4 million. So cash and cash equivalents, $15.5 million there. In other news out this morning, Ainsworth game technology holder Canaan Wealth Management accuses company of limiting stock to obscurity by not pursuing a US listing. They are quite aggressive, I guess, there. They hold 8 million shares in the company and tells the AFR that it believes the CEO talked the stock down at the last week's annual results, and by limiting themselves to being in obscurity solely on the Australian Exchange. It's a sad world when the ASX is considered obscurity, but there you go. That is part of it, I guess. In other news out of the AFR this morning, Warburg Pincus has indicated interest in Ingenia Communities apparently last year. Sources told the AFR the PE firm didn't make a formal approach, but in roughly November indicated informal interest, and Ingenia engaged its defence strategy. All right, turning our attention today to the commodities space, we have Brent crude. It fell 1%, 83 cents to 81.90. We have WTI down 1% as well, 85 cents to $79. The gold price kicked again, that US dollar under a little bit of pressure, certainly helping the gold price up another 0.9%. $19 to $2,177.6. Platinum not faring quite so well, down 0.6%. Silver down 0.2%. On the LME, we had copper down 0.5, nickel down 0.2, aluminium down 0.7, zinc down 0.3, lead down 0.2, ton up 0.1, iron ore back under pressure in China on Friday, iron ore down 1.8%. And we also saw some of the miners under a little bit of pressure overseas. BHP down 0.9% in ADR terms. Rio down 1.5% in ADR terms. Glencore up 0.4. Freeport up 0.1. Vale down 0.8. Arcadium Lithium down 4.3%. Albemarle down 3.5%. SQM down 1.7%. Sigma Lithium getting stuck in with the sellers there. 7.5% down. And US oil and gas slightly higher. ExxonMobil up 0.9 and Chevron up 0.3% there. So not expecting huge kicker today from the resource sector, but that, I guess, is where we're going to see the next leg up in the market. Of course, we did close an all-time high on Friday. Champagne corks will be popping, but it's very much the banks and industrials which are leading the way at the moment. The resources still very much in the slow lane, having a picnic on the side of the road, watching the cars go by. So it doesn't look as if that's going to change anytime soon either, with BHP and Rio down and those lithium stocks back under pressure. So there will still be pressure back on the resource space. All right, well, that's it. Thanks very much for listening. Have a great day. We'll be back again at midday for the members exclusive podcast. And then this afternoon, of course, for the end of day report. In the meantime, have a great day. And as always, may the trading gods be with you.